Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we roll on here on Fighters Fury. Very excited to be joined by our next guest. Xander Zayas is joining us. 16 years old, man, and this is the profession you want to go to. That's very badass of you. That's very cool to see. Was this something that you wanted to know for a long time, that you wanted to become a professional boxer?
Yes, you know, as a boxer, when you do a sport, you always want to get to the top of it. And I think the top is to be a professional fighter and become a world champion. So it was always a dream to become a professional fighter.
Was there any thought like you wanted to go Olympics first or anything in the path like that? Why the decision to turn professional so young?
Yes, you know, I had the dream to become an Olympian, but because of my age, I'm 16 years old, I couldn't go. Yeah. I couldn't qualify because the AIBA changed the rule. You have to be 18 now, so I'm 45 days short. Oh. And I know, and you know, we've been talking to Top Rank, and the opportunity was there, and I think we took it, and I think it was the right decision.
Well, that's got to mean still something to you, man. Like with that opportunity closing with the Olympics, just because of an age thing, just the fact that Top Rank was assigned you is so young, has to mean a whole lot.
Yeah, you know, it's a great opportunity. It's a dream come true. It's a company that got a lot of history, a lot of background, and I think I'm happy with who I sign and who I'm going to become.
What age do you remember being so goal-oriented? Because, you know, speaking with your manager beforehand, and he's like, you know, laying out this whole game plan, and I'm just like, man, I couldn't imagine being at 16 years old thinking about, I want to do this, and then the next year like this, and then the next year like that. Like, that takes such tremendous discipline, which I imagine you have as a fighter, but you're also very young and you have your whole life in front of you. So do you remember at what age you're like, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this? And because I imagine that's something that's born in you.
Yeah, you know, I started boxing when I was 5 years old, and I won my first national, my second national back-to-back, then my third national back-to-back. And I said, this is my sport, this is what I have to do for the rest of my life. And I just focus on training, train hard every day, push myself every day. And it got to a point, I was around 10, 12, and I said, this is how it's going to go. This is how I'm going to train. This is how I'm going to push myself. And let's expect the best.
So you're from Puerto Rico, which is, you know, boxing heaven, basically. Your place, they love it. And you come from where a lot of legends come from. Are there favorites in your time watching and growing up? Who are the guys you look up to?
Miguel Cotto. That was, you know, I was born in 02, and growing up, he was the best fighter pound for pound in Puerto Rico and around the world. It got to a time that he was the pound for pound around the world. So, you know, you have to look up to him if you're Puerto Rican. If you're a boxer in general, you have to look up to him.
Do you see that, like, when you're growing up, do you notice the love that the people have for him? Is that something that connects with you?
Yes, you know, just going back to my Iceland and all that crowd just rooting for me, it will be awesome. And how they did for him, I hope they do for me. So I'm just looking forward to do it.
Did your family want you to do this? Is this something where like they were for you taking this path?
Yes, you know, I was being bullied when I was 5 years old, so my mom decided to put me in boxing.
Really?
And just to defend myself. And then I fell in love with the sport, and she got a little nervous, but you know, it's part of the sport. She's happy. We you know, we talk every day. You know, we have a good conversation about what I want to do in life, and it's just something that she's happy with, and I'm happy with, and the whole family's happy with it.
So mom is she's ringside for all.
She's a ringside.
That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty awesome to hear that you have that kind of support system behind you. If I had to like lay it all out for you as far as what you want. Like, when do you see this all happening for yourself at 16 years old? Because boxing is normally something where you got to build up that record. I'm sure you got big dreams. Like, do you have in your mind, like, when you want this kind of all to happen?
So, I got a great team. My stepdad, Orlando Garcia, is a great stepdad. You know, I love him like my dad. I got a great coach, Javier Centeno. Got a great manager, Peter Can. I think we're going to – oh, and I have a great promoter, Top Rank. So, I think we're going to take everything step by step. I don't have an H just to, you know, become a world champion, or I don't want to say, you know, I have an H, because I don't. I want to take everything step by step. I want to go slow. I want to enjoy my journey and just become the best every day. And the age that I become a world champion, that's going to be the age that I become a world champion.
So let's learn a little about you inside the ring. What are your favorite things to do inside a boxing ring? Like, are you a guy that likes to go and impose your will? Do you like to be slick with your moves? What is it when you're in the zone? What do you love doing?
I like to impose my will. You know, I like to be the stronger man always, but at the same time, I like to box. I like to touch and don't get touched. And when I'm in my zone, it's just like a ghost hitting you. But I mean, I just we're working on the defense. We're working on everything now. So I think I'm a little bit more slick than I was before, and I think I'm a better boxer than I was before.
What is the what's the oldest guys you're taking on, man? Like, as far as like, when did you know I'm way too good to take on guys my own age?
You know, every time we spar, we don't spar guy our age. My age, I spar guy older than me. I spar Neno. I spar him. I spar 20, from 20 and up guys. Not like that. I spar guys my age. It's not common for me to spar guys my age anymore.
But that's what I'm asking. Like, when was the point when you stopped doing that? Like, because you realized, I'm too good for these kids. Like, I'm not. It's not good for them. For me.
So I was. I think 108 pounds, and my dad and my coach said, "Hey, let's spar this pro guy." And I'm like, "All right." So I took on him, and I just did so good. I did good, and my dad was like, "Hey, this is the pro guy. You can do it every day." And I'm like, "All right." So the next time we spar another pro guy, and I just did awesome again. And from that day, I just be sparring pro guys.
It's pretty awesome, man. Well, Xander, we're looking forward to watching this journey, man. It's going to be a lot of fun watching it from the beginning. And all the best to you, man. All the best.
Watch me rise, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.